Hi, I'm here at the American Society of Hematology 2018 meeting in San Diego, and what we have here is a lot of data on CAR T cells and cellular therapy. We are presenting our BB21217, but the LCAR data, so LCAR CD38M data is also being presented, which was initially, we first heard about it at ASCO a year and a half back, and subsequently we haven't seen longer-term follow-up. But at this meeting, the investigators have updated their data, and they have as many as 57 patients, so probably one of the largest experiences with CAR T cells in multiple myeloma from a single center. And what they are reporting is extremely high response rates, again, close to 80% of an overall response rate with this LCAR product. They've also reported very manageable toxicities, so CRS and neurotoxicity was seen in patients. CRS certainly in 90% of patients, but most of it was extremely well managed. Now, this follow-up has gone for as long as about 24 months, and in the responding patients, they've seen a progression-free survival of close to 16 months, and those patients who actually achieved a complete response, they've seen a median progression-free survival of approximately 22 months. I think the few differences between what we've used with the BB2121 and the BB21217 as opposed to LCAR is there's subtle differences in terms of what they've used for lymphodepletion. The Legend trial is largely used only Cytoxan lymphodepletion. And the other thing to keep in mind is the fact that this patient population was a little more naive in terms of what kinds of anti-myeloma therapies they'd had previously. Specifically, the majority of them have been exposed to bortezomib and lenalidomide. A minority of the patients were in fact exposed to pomalidomide, and not as many patients were exposed to carfilzomib as well. And I think one of the biggest distinguishing factors between this and some of the American data set is the fact that these patients had not seen CD38 targeted agents. So certainly a slightly different population in that this was on an average a median of 3 lines of treatment, but otherwise the clinical data is very much in keeping with what we've seen with BB2121 and hopefully now with BB21217. So really exciting that this strategy can be reproduced across the globe as well, and obviously it's a very encouraging strategy for our patients to look forward to.